So what I have is I've got the Envision glasses that have a camera on the front, right above the front, your front eye. Along the side is a area that you swipe right or left or up or down, kind of like your iPhone. And then on the back, going toward the back from the front is what would be your speaker, but it also connects to Bluetooth, and I have it connected to a Bluetooth speaker. The beta has a version of Ask
Can
AI.
text.
And I'm going to do a picture of my living room.
Can text. Call an IRA agent.
So it has call an IRA agent,
I've seen.
describe scene, and it's the speaker might be muting out on the beginning of it.
Recognize cache. Detect colors. Explore. Ask Envision.
All right, ask Envision. That this is in a beta. They're still working on this, but here we go. Took the picture.
There is a cat tree in the middle of the living room, surrounded by various furniture items such as a couch, a chair, and a table. There is also a potted plant on the left side of the room, which adds some greenery to the space. The living room appears to be somewhat cluttered, possibly due to the presence of multiple pieces of furniture and the cat's scratching post. Overall, the scene depicts a cozy and welcoming atmosphere for both humans and their feline companions. However, it could benefit from some cleaning and organization to create a more organized and inviting environment. Ask a new question about this image. Press and hold the hinge button. You can also do a one-finger swipe down to go back or a two-finger single tap to open the context menu.
Where is the plant? Potted plant.
There is no potted plant in the picture. Ask a
This
new question about this image. Press and hold the hinge button. Ask Envision.
is a problem where it comes up with some of these hallucinations. It always thinks that there's a potted plant in my living room. I have no idea why. I have no clue. I can take a picture and I can do it 10 times, and every time it's going to tell me there's a potted plant. And this time it also came up with a scratching post. And there are a few boxes around that because I'm sending something back through Amazon, and that's probably why it thinks that it's cluttered. And one of the things that the beta folks have said to Envision is we don't necessarily need all the ambiance features. We're just looking for what is actually in the picture and a description of what is in the picture. The next thing I'm going to do, and this is what the Envision glasses do really well, is scan a piece of text like mail. For example, this is a piece of mail, and I'm going to go back and go to scan text. So I'll back out, which is a fin one finger,
Envision.
one finger.
Explore.
Oh, I'll go back to explore in a minute.
Envision. More features. Ask Envision. Explore. Detect colors. Recognize cache. Describe scene. Call an IRA agent. Scan text.
All right, so that's the one I want for scanning text. If you can scan a page and it's going to tell me how to hold the page. And it'll take a picture of it and immediately read it. There's another feature called instant text that it will just instantly read it. So we're going to do the scan text first here.
Text.
Emma.
Call an IRA agent. Scan text. Scan text.
Screen dead.
Document left.
All right, it's taking the picture. Did you hear that sound? Now, I also use the online mode. You can do it offline.
Reader, www.thesharefoundation.org. Follow us on Facebook, The Share Foundation. Sunday, September 17, 2023, no rain date. 29th Annual Share Foundation Annual Antique and Classic Car Show, Fried Hurricle Society, 1 Sub Bridge Road, Assamit, MA 271. Classic Cars, Food Truck, Vendors, Manic by I Angel, free admission. 8 o'clock to 2 p.m. $15 per canic car, vendors wanted $15 per 10X. Saturday, September 23, 2823. Hunter Methodist Chan, 18 Moss Ba PMA 2. Heal you wait for the walk to and pay. Share was Kate of the Dan Constell. November 9, 2000. One finger swipe down again to exit.
It did a pretty good job of that one. The original
November 9, 2123. One finger swipe down. Scan text.
Now you can also go forward and backward through it. I wasn't quite holding it in the right direction, but I have had it most of the time. It does pretty almost like perfect pictures. Now the other thing I want to do is I want to show you what they've been working on in the Explore feature. I'm going to go back to Explore.
Call an IRA agent. Describe scene. Recognize cache. Detect colors. Explore.
So what's going to happen?
11 o'clock. 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock.
Yeah, the speakers.
2 o'clock.
The speakers mute now.
12 o'clock. 1 o'clock. 11 o'clock.
Yeah, wait a minute.
1 o'clock.
Hang on. Let me try o'clock. This. Let me knock o'clock. The speaker off.
10 o'clock.
Chair 10 o'clock. Desk 12 o'clock. Car 12 o'clock. Desk 12 o'clock.
Now, if I move my iPad, we'll go around.
Shelf 2 o'clock. 10, 11 o'clock.
I'm standing on my hutch. I don't know why he thinks it's a refrigerator. O'clock. It's a shelf on my hutch. I'm getting in my kitchen. It's on my left. My on my left. My outside is on my right. 3 o'clock. There's a couple windows here. This kitchen drawer. It's my oven. My kitchen sink at 3 o'clock. I don't have a chair. I don't know what about. I don't know what it's doing on a chair. Television. It's a microwave. It's a microwave. Toilet. I don't know about that one. Got my refrigerator. All right. So now I'll come back in my room. Seeing my windows on my right. I'm coming back to saw my coffee table. It thinks my couch is a bed. It thinks my lazy boy is a bed sometimes. All right, so I'll go out of this. Now, as you know, you can do call an IRA agent. Oh, one thing I'm going to do is...
Describe scene.
This was the first one that they came up with before, and they still have it because the Ask Envision is only in beta. And so I'll do a describe scene. All right, and that's absolutely accurate. And I'm going to go back and try to do that page one more time. And you can do follow-up questions, which I'm going to try to do because I didn't.
Scan text. document away from you. Move document away from you. Move document up for your head down. Move document left.
Okay, there we go. It got it.
Sumar, join the fund and help out a good cause. Heading. Upcoming fundraisers to benefit the Share Foundation, www.thesharefoundation.org. Follow us on Facebook, The Share Foundation. Heading. Sunday, September 17, 2023, no rain date. 29th Annual Share Foundation Annual Antique and Classic Car Show, Freetown Historical Society, 1 Slab Bridge Road, Gassinet, MA02702, Classic Cars, Food Truck, Vendors, Music by Johnny Angel, Free Admission, Donations Welcome, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. $15 for Classic Car, Vendors Wanted, $15 for 10x10, Space Contact John Ramirez at 774-353-6625 or email downshifters@comcast.net. Saturday, September 23, 2023, 38th Annual Share Fund Walk. Westport Point United Methodist Church, 1912 Main Street, Westport Point, MA02790. Enjoy a scenic walk down to the ocean. Registration begins at 9 a.m. Enjoy coffee and donuts while you wait for the walk to begin. Our walk kicks off at 10 a.m. We'll return to the church for pizza, prizes, and games. Contact Sheila at 774-992-0674 or email sheila@thesharefoundation.org to register. Thursday, November 9th, 2023, Shares 41.
When is the Share Fun Walk?
Envision is answering your question. The Share Fun Walk does not appear to be listed in the provided information.
Whoops. Normally you get it correctly.
Question about this text, press and hold the hit button again.
When is the car show?
Is answering your question. The car show is on Sunday, September 17, 2023.
All right. It did get one of them.
How many of these things that you're able to do are they that you need to be connected online versus offline?
I get better recognition on the online than I do offline. They've just put in the offline within the last couple weeks.
I'm thinking, especially for the Explorer, when you're walking around, is that offline?
No, online? I think that's an online because it has to go up to the ChatGPT because it's a live video.
Oh, okay, so it has to, so it's.
That's an online. What I've done is I've gone to medical departments, and I've been in a lobby, say, for example, and there'd be multiple doors, and it will tell me, okay, door at 10 o'clock. So then what I did is I went in to instant text and pointed the glasses at it, and it told me what the name of the door was and what the name of the what the sign on the door was. Instant to say text. For example, it was an optician, but that I didn't even know it was there.
And instant text is a offline feature?
Yes, instant text is an offline feature.
And
it can be either offline or online.
Okay.
Scan text and instant text are offline or online. And the detect scan scene is or describe scene is online. And so what you can do is, Frank, right now I'm connected to my Wi-Fi. What you can do is you can connect it to your phone as with your hotspot. I'll go to 99 for dinner, and depending upon where they seat me, I will sometimes use my hotspot to call Ira and have them give me directions as to how to make my way out of the restaurant. And also I do the same thing for finding the Uber as well. And the other thing I've done is the other day what I did was I was needing getting an Uber, and I actually used the glasses to show Ira what was on my phone on the Uber. And they were able to see the map and determine where he was and where he was going. from my phone by looking at the glasses. By my phone looking at the glasses, they're looking at, you know, through Ira. I was using the phone with the Uber on it, and I was pointing the glasses at the phone. So Ira was seeing the feed of what was on the phone on my glasses, and they were seeing the map on my phone. And what happened was, for me, was the Ira agent was able to tell me that the Uber was on the complete other side of the building, because the way 99 is, it's got like an entrance at one end and one entrance at the other end. And then you go in this long hallway where there's benches and seats, and then you enter through the at the middle of that long hallway. But you could be on the other side of the building. They could have parked on the other side of the building, and you would never know. So the IRA agent was able to see the map on my phone through the glasses and direct me to walk around the building to the Uber.
How much wider of an angle do you get wearing the glasses with Ira than you would just using Ira with your phone?
I don't know that I can really say that you get a wider view. I think the difference in the view is sometimes if you're reading material, especially if it's small and there's not enough light, I'll have to call back with the phone so they can turn the light on. But as far as out and about, I don't detect any troubles with the glasses.
Is it easier with the glasses than just, say, using the phone with Ira? Do you find that you don't have to move your head as much and stuff when you're wearing the glasses as you would have to move
what
the phone?
What I find with the glasses is that my hand is free. I'm not having to move, hold the phone and hold a cane. And now my, you know, both hands are taken out. And I think that's one of the real benefits. Now, if you're out shopping, yeah, you're going to have to, you know, get down. And if you want to see something on the bottom shelf, you're going to have to do that with your phone anyway. So you're just doing it with your getting down, doing it with your head.
I know a lot of times when I need to have Ira look at stuff with my phone, they have to take pictures. Do you notice that on your glasses? Do they have to take a picture through your glasses to see certain parts of it, or are they able to see everything?
No, they do that too. Yeah, I know that happens as well. I don't know that there's any difference in that. The only difference is that you'd have to bring a separate flashlight if you need, which I do. I always carry a flashlight if I need to give them extra light. The other thing is that there is no GPS signal on the glasses. So they don't have a GPS marking of where you are. But, for example, okay, they don't have a GPS marking of where I am, but I was able to use them to help me, and I was in the Toronto airport. I've been in the Ottawa, Canada airport. Okay, I'm in the Ottawa, Canada airport. Oh, I'm in the Pearson, Toronto airport. They can bring that up on their computer, and you can, you know, give them, they can see, so say, a gate number or something, and they can put that in there on the map. But that is some of the differences with the glasses versus the phone. And I could just be in the hands-free is just a big difference for me. And I find, too, I get much more accuracy when I'm trying to read my mail with the glasses than I do with the phone, because it's just not a natural thing to do. It's more of a natural thing for me to look at something. I mean, I don't read my mail with my phone at all anymore. Not at all with the glasses. And I think this is the same. They don't have this down yet. We were working with Envision, the beta testers, on one of the things they have on a finding something. And I can probably play one of those videos for you. But one of the things that they have in the list is stairs. The app and the glasses can find stairs, but only going up. They can't find them going down. And they have other things such as light switches, but I haven't had any luck with light switches.
At this point, because it's finding certain things, and I'm assuming it's getting that from going online and having objects. Yeah. That can you
exactly.
Is there a way to specify, you know, to
yes, I'll show you. So I go to find object, I double tap on that. There's a door.
Upstairs. Traffic light. Bottle. Chair. Bench. Couch. Table. Tablet. Toilet. Table.
Now it's on a ding. Because I'm right at a table.
Toilet. Backpack. Coffee cup.
Coffee cup. I don't think I have one right here.
Laptop. Computer keyboard.
All right, he found a keyboard across the living room.
Yeah.
He found my phone right on the table. And as I move my head.
Mobile phone, 2 o'clock. The object is in front of you. You will hear the name of the object and the location given in clock notation. Mobile phone, 1 o'clock.
I have it right in my hand, right in front of the glasses. All right, what else is there? Sink.
Light switch. Sunglasses. Footwear.
So that's pretty much what's in the list.
They were a little hard to understand. Can you read the list one more time?
Sure.
Sunglasses. Footwear.
Sunglasses. Cat. Dog.
Light switch.
Sink.
Mobile phone.
1 o'clock. I just found it. Computer keyboard,
laptop,
coffee cup,
backpack,
toilet,
table,
couch,
bench,
chair,
bottle,
traffic light, stairs, door.
And did you make that list, or is that pre-programmed?
Envision's program has programmed that list, but. They're very responsive to that because Cat wasn't in the list and I asked for it because I'm always looking for Shay.
Have they talked at all, Margaret, about teaching it for a particular face or something for a particular person? Have they talked about
it? No, because I think the same thing is where
security
thing as well. Let me see. I know there was something about find people too.
Call an ally. Scan QR code, find people.
Now, there's nobody else here, so I don't know what it's going to tell me to do, but I double tapped it.
If you hear a beep, it means the person is in front of you.
All right, so I guess it's just going to find any person.
A person. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. What happens if I go in a mirror? My bedroom, I'm in my mirror. Oh.
Person 10 o'clock.
There we go.
Person 12 o'clock.
There we go, looking at my mirror.
11 o'clock. Person 1 o'clock.
But it doesn't give me any description.
Yeah, so it doesn't
know.
Right. Yeah.
It just shows the double of you.
The other thing, too, in Explore, as you're going along, it tells you person 12 o'clock, person
right,
10 o'clock.
Right, right.
And one of the beta testers just put up on our group chat that he was in an area where somebody literally ran just right in front of him as he was coming across with his dog, and it caught it. And he said, with the little vision, I saw something, but it was the glasses. With the glasses, I knew what it was.
Right.
When I was in the medical building, people coming and going, I had it telling me where people were coming, and you know, it would tell me people at 12 o'clock, people at 1 o'clock, people at 2 o'clock. And I was doing the same thing with in the Ottawa airport. It also told me at the Ottawa airport, and I don't know if this was true or not, but it also told me that there was a bicycle in the waiting area in the airport. I don't know whether you can take bicycles on or what. I don't know, or whether somebody had it put in the last resort packing thing that they have, you know.
Right, right.
Where they say, no, you can't carry this on. This has to go underneath. Cash. It does all kinds of cash. What you have to do is you have to just identify the cash. So when I go up into Canada, I just go up and change the cash notification that I wanted to identify Canadian cash. and it only does, it does bills. It doesn't do coins.
The glasses are used alone without also a phone. So you don't have to have both the glasses and the phone. No, I was going to say, I was involved in a project recently to try to identify bus stops, you know, to get me closer to where the bus stop is. And I had to hold the iPhone in front of my body and use the camera to try to locate the sign. And my big fear is that I'm approaching a bus stop. There's six people already standing there, and I'm walking towards them with the iPhone in front of me, and somebody decides that I'm a suicide bomber, and they blow my head off.
So I
really didn't like that format. I would rather have had the glasses in that situation.
Yes, that is one of the things that I indeed like as well. And I know that from one of the hams over in England, she says that it's very common for or other people to be walking around with an iPhone and for someone just to come up and grab that iPhone right out of your hands. And she says it's a very common thing for people to do that. I would rather have a set of glasses on in
Well, it's funny because I'm holding somebody else's, you know, $1,400 iPhone, and I'm so afraid of dropping it because it's so skinny. If it falls to the pavement and it bounces 3 feet away from you, you're on your hands and knees trying to find an iPhone on some strange street where you've never been before. So the part of it was I wanted a lanyard to attach to the phone to go around my neck so I couldn't drop it.
Yes.
And it turns out, which I don't know because I don't have an iPhone, there's no hole in the iPhone to attach it to anything. You have to put the iPhone into a case, and
that's
the case has a hole in it. And I kept wondering why the person who's running this experiment is not putting his iPhone into a case. Yeah, really. He just hands his iPhone to a bunch of other people. I didn't understand that.
By the way, there is a lanyard you can evidently glue to the back of an iPhone, but I'm not sure I'd want to glue something to the back of my iPhone. But
Margaret, how heavy are the glasses compared to like just a regular pair?
They're very light, Frank. Yeah. They're very light. Now, let me describe, because there's a couple ways you can do this. The glasses are basically what I would call an open frame. On the right-hand side, there's a camera, and that camera is only maybe at most 3/4 of an inch high. It's along the front of the frame. And as you go across that frame, above what will be your left eye is a little tiny display. And that's the Google display. These are the Google glasses. The rest of the frame is just a wire open piece of wire. Now, what you can do is they have a set of glasses that have actual glasses in them that you can put your own prescriptions in. There's two sets, I think, now that you can buy. And what happens is the right side of the glasses comes off, and you buy those frames, and you can take them to an optician if you want and have your own set of prescription put in that frame. And then you put the right side of the glasses with the camera and the electronics to move forward, the swiping electronics and the speaker on the right-hand side, you put that in that set of frames. So you'd have a whole full set of glasses. And one of the beta testers that got one of these sets of new frames said that he thinks he does better with taking pictures with it because the frames for him are much more stable and easier to use because they're in a full set of glasses that he has for it, and with his prescription.
It's more stable on his face, basically, because you have a left and right anchor. Okay.
Right. And I don't really have that problem, but I did this morning have trouble taking pictures, and I don't know why. I don't know what was happening, but then an hour later, everything was fine. It went right back to normal. But I've never had that trouble. So.
When you're tapping, what are you touching? You're sticking your finger in your eyeball or something?
No. As I'm coming around, touching the top of the frame, there's a camera right below me. As I come around to the side of the glasses, there's a area that extends down from the top of the frame. It goes down maybe 3/4 of an inch, and it's maybe 3 inches long, maybe at most. And so what happens is you swipe forward and backward on that little half an inch to three quarters of an inch tall, say 3-inch long piece of plastic, and you swipe forward and backward or up and down on that piece, and that's where you make the commands.
Are you talking about the bow, the part that hooks over your ear? Is that the part you're touching?
It's about an inch forward of your ear to
okay,
right above your eye.
Both eyes are visible. There's no hardware covering up your actual eye.
No, absolutely. That's correct. Now, the speaker is all the way in the back. It's behind your ear, and that's maybe 2 inches long, and that's maybe an inch high.
If somebody looks at your face, they think you're just wearing glasses. They don't think you're a Martian.
These days, nobody really cares. They see you're wearing something that's got a little display. I have never been noticed. Nobody ever seems to ask you what you're wearing or what is that. The Google Glasses 2 are no longer being made. However, Envision doesn't seem too worried about that, because what they said is their software is set up so that it will work with any type of manufacturer of this type of set of glasses. So they have bought enough to be able to sell them now. And then when they run out of that, they'll identify another glasses manufacturer. They don't seem to be worried about it at all.
So you're happy with them overall?
I am with them overall. Yes, yeah. I am. I am very happy also because one of the things that the developers are really responsive. You know, when I went back and they had the list and they modified the list and they took out cat. And I said, you know, I'm always looking for my cat. You know, maybe people just have dogs, but can you put cat back in? A week later, cat was back in. And they're always working on things. And then they also asked the beta testers, you know, they ask us for our ideas. They're part of the beta WhatsApp group, and they watch it, because when we'll write something down, they may have questions about it, about what somebody was trying to explain. And I answered one of them the other day, and I literally answered the question verbatim, but that wasn't the part of the app that they were looking for. But the way they answered the question, or the way they asked the question, it made me think that they were looking in one spot, but what they were really trying to ask is a question in another part of the app. But it wasn't 10 minutes that I had written that answer that they got right back to me and said, I really meant for clarification, here's what we were looking for, after I wrote the reply.
You know how much is going to cost?
Yeah, I got mine on sale for $2,500, and I don't know whether $2,500 or $2,000 or $2,500 or $3,000. Oh, and the only thing I didn't do is I didn't give you instant text. And I'll pick up an envelope.
Instant text.
Just double tap it. Put an envelope.
Knock it soft. 2 Elvis Street. No Darmo N. VA. Benonson and Brewery Hobby Itation Chair. Engineering Foundation in 128 Union Street. STELL 4 Number 6. New Bedford MAO 2740. Address service requested. Moss.
And I just picked it up and threw it in front of me. I didn't do any preparation of, am I getting the best spot? I just threw it right in front of me.
Do the glasses come in different sizes if you have a smaller head or face?
No, but I think the open frames you wouldn't have trouble with, because I have a small head. And the other frames that I saw, because somebody got them, one of my clients got them, and they weren't that large either. But I think the next set that they came out with, the glasses looked on the video to be much bigger.
And I was curious, where do people purchase these from nowadays?
You can go to places like New England Low Vision, where I have sent people out of state to New England Low Vision. And what they explained to the person that I sent was that they don't sell in this region, but they give them the person that does. When I've done Describe Scene and I've let Envision people know, and it's not necessarily their fault, it's the ChatGPT thing. I have taken a picture of a side view of my house. And what it tells me is that it'll give me the name of a realtor, and they'll tell me that this picture is a view of a house in Hamden, Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
So somewhere in Hamden, Connecticut, there's a house yeah. like mine. Yeah. What happens is, as they say, that the GPT basically memorized the internet. So it matched the picture of my house
yeah, to yours.
With the one in yeah. Hamden, Connecticut, and the yard and everything looks the same. And it said, and it had the realtor name and everything.
There are times in buildings when it is difficult to connect with IRA because of whatever's going on in the building's technology. If you cannot connect with IRA, do you find that the G...
I even had a whole lot of... I've had a lot better connection with IRA with the glasses, with my phone and the hotspot. I really haven't had that much trouble. I have been in Walmart a few times and gone all the way back to the back of the store and then lost it. But I, as I went toward the and toward the end of the middle, but it was like way, way, way back in the back corner. But as I came forward a little bit, maybe an aisle or so, I reconnected with my, so it's whatever cell signal you have is what you get.
That's like right now, I think that's the biggest limitation of all of these, this technology.
Exactly.
Is that everything's connected to the internet. If you don't got any internet, you ain't got nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nina and I had that issue when we were in Mexico with one place we stayed that it just had horrific. It was like being in a, you know, a lead box. Yeah. So thank you, everyone.